Wild Out Podcast, you guys.
Baby girl, baby boy.
It's your girl, Peace of Mom.
What it do, y'all? It's your girl, Pretty V.
Welcome to the Women of Wild Out Podcast, you guys, where the ladies of Wild Out control the mic.
We about to get y'all a show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to have the Women of Wild Out Podcast a la carte.
Wagwan, everybody. It's the Women of Wildin' Out Podcast, where we control the mic. I'm your girl, Kristen Angelique, and I have some beautiful ladies with me. We're going to tear it up, dip into that juicy jar, and chop it up.
And chop it up just as juicy as your fruits, because we just had some of her fruits. I am B. Simone.
And I am Pretty V.
I'm Bree T.A.C.
And we're going to just hop right on into this jar.
Let's do it.
The Wildin' Out Juice Jar.
The Wildin' Out Juice Jar of Surprises.
What's juicy in this jar? Let me find out who you are. Let's get it. I'm not looking.
Okay, look now.
Have you ever loved someone who you didn't like?
Huh? Yeah.
Absolutely.
100%.
Oh.
Many people.
I love people I don't like every day.
Yeah.
Love is action. Love is not a feeling. Loving someone is what you do every day. When you wake up and you don't feel like loving somebody, you still choose to love them. And yes, I do that to people I don't like.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I could be hating somebody tomorrow and be like, I still love you. I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah. You still love them. You still have love for them. You still want to see them win.
You're still a good person.
Them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're gonna do two actually in the juice jar.
I think people correlate love a lot with a feeling.
Yeah,
and it's just not that. Love is what you do daily. Like if you're in a relationship, you have to choose to wake up and love that person, whether you're mad at them or not. You can't just love them based off how you feel. Feelings change every day. One day you're happy, one day you're sad. It's temporary. Feelings are temporary, but love cannot be temporary. If you love somebody, you choose to love them in spite of how you feel.
It's not only that. I mean, love is also energy, just like hate, and energy is reciprocated. So whatever you give, you're going to get back. And even if you don't like a person, you also have the choice to make every decision about your thoughts and what you say. And if you choose to do more loving things, you're going to get
more loving things back.
Exactly. So
love is a choice.
Even if you don't like them, you know, I have all the love for you. Respect. Do your thing. But we're just not going to rock.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I love you.
I love you from a distance too.
Yeah.
Mm. If I can't bang with
Bree's
you.
Like, bitch, that's it.
Bree's like, I get it. I know all about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm gonna choose another question out the juice jar. Doom doom doom. What's going on in the juice jar? Let's dig it down pretty far. All right, not looking. Okay, what do you believe are the reasons men in relationship cheat? Mm. Why do you believe? Yeah, that's what it is.
This is some 85 South. Stinking and trifling. I'm just kidding.
This is some 85 South shit, right?
Oh no, we're done with that.
I mean, I think there's different reasons.
Let me say it again. What do you believe are the reasons men in who the fuck wrote this? Men in relationship cheat.
Yeah, I think there's different reasons. I think some men just don't care. They just like, this is who selfish. I am. Selfish. Some men make mistakes. They're human. You know, everybody, I'm not saying everybody get a pass, but you know, some men truly don't desire to just go out and cheat every day. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's different reasons.
Yeah, definitely.
Different reasons.
As a brief says.
They're not happy.
Yeah. They're not happy or.
They're not getting their needs met. And they think that's it.
Or they never wanted to be monogamous and they in a relationship. Mm-hmm. So they doing what the fuck they want to do anyway.
Yeah.
And sometimes men carry women on their back too.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they need help.
Facts.
You know? And that's the thing. I think so a lot of it is men aren't learning how to communicate from their younger. Because like that's like a girl thing, right? Mm-hmm. So even though you're masculine or you're a man, you should have a balance of certain feminine traits. So just ability to communicate with your partner,
or
how
be
you
open,
feel,
be vulnerable.
So
yes,
that you don't
yes.
put yourself in that position. I think that doesn't happen anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily a problem with the parents. It's maybe the parent wasn't taught that either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so it's just like maybe we can just try to help people communicate and understand as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Bree's like that.
That part. I don't know. I feel like it's a mix of things. I feel like at the end of the day, if you're not happy, say you ain't happy.
Yeah, just
it's
say
not,
it.
It's
yeah.
not that hard. Like, oh, you know, I want this. I don't like that. Whatever. It's not like, oh, well, you didn't do what I needed, so she did.
Yeah.
That shit, yeah, I just don't like that.
That goes back to communication.
Or just, yeah, like you, like B just said, communication. But it's so crazy when you're in a relationship and you get married and then the man just cheats. And it's just like, who he cheats on you with?
Oh, yeah, girl.
Like, I had this at the house. Yeah. You did all that. Mm-hmm. And then
all
look,
that,
man.
But it's booga-wooga.
Mm-hmm. All this booga-wooga. Mm-hmm. Then I got to deal. Now you're going to go through hell with me. So it's just like, stop playing with me.
Yeah.
Waiting to Excel, that movie is facts.
That's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie, hands down.
Wait, so you going to be
okay?
If
they remake that, girl, they better put me in something, huh?
You prefer the girl to be hotter? Bad? No, no, not just, bad?
But when you have a 10,
that's what I'm saying. You go to like a 6.
Yeah, and you go like to a 2.
Yeah.
I'm going to give her a 2.
A 2? Yeah.
Because she
like,
got
what's
hit.
What's going on?
It's like, what's going on? At the workplace? I mean, what did I not do at my home that did not satisfy your needs?
But see, that's what they're not saying.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It could be something simple like.
Or maybe they did set to that. Maybe
they
did.
Didn't change it.
Yeah, and they didn't change it.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
You
yeah.
don't cook, you don't clean. You always begging me. What's your job? But then you tell me not to work no more.
You always begging me.
But you told me as a man, don't work.
Yeah.
To be a stay-at-home mom. So that means I know that's a trickery question. Mm-hmm. You want to let me go home so I can be with the kids while you go all out with your little friends at a little lounge and go cheat. Yeah. I'm over here crying. Listening to Mary J. Blige all night.
Breastfeeding.
Drinking Hennessy.
You can't drink Hennessy when you breastfeed.
Exactly.
Huh?
Oh
you can't drink Hennessy.
Well, that's when niggas get crazy.
Now the baby's wasted.
Shit.
So that's what I'm saying. It's everything with levels with this anxiety and depression and just like thoughts. The women that get hurt don't care because they just find something to be an outlet. Because women, men just drive them up the wire. And I don't never want to be in something like that.
Mm-hmm. But that's when you need to remove. Like, yeah. If it's about to get toxic, you need to walk out regardless.
But some women, too, don't know how to remove
I know.
Themselves.
That's
it
the problem.
Hard.
Or they're worried, the they worried about their kids. Or they're worried
kids,
about, you know.
How to start over.
Yep.
Yeah, but, like, if you create a toxic environment for your kids, are you really worrying about your kids?
But sometimes women don't have another option.
And they don't know any better.
They don't know.
If you're not getting the help to grow, you don't know.
Yeah, we'll be right back with more of the Women of Wildin' Out podcast. This is some juicy shit. Let's get it.
Juicy. We are back with the Women of Wildin' Out podcast. And what would you finna say, Pretty V? You said your mama what?
My mom, you know, actually told us when she had a women's retreat in Georgia, and she had like 10 girls come out, and we were just talking. We had like tea time, like with our little teacups, and we were just talking about what's the things that bother us. Write it down, and we burned it, right, in a fire. We burned everything.
I love that. I've done that before.
Yeah, like everything that it has controlled us, that has our spirit to be so stagnant, like anything. So I put like anxiety. I put like just anything that I dealt with, bullying, anything. And she told me, she was like, you know, how she praised my dad, that she didn't run to God for help or other people. She just thought that that was her only outlet. So for women, the people and the person that's in front of their face is just, that's gonna be the only thing that they love and adore and admire. They don't know how to escape. They don't know how to move. Mm-hmm. It took my mom a while to leave my father, you know, and not to say he was a bad person, but some things that he needed to get worked on, that it was affecting her and him. They're best friends to this day. My mama call him, they talk, they pray. He got 3 kids, can't go nowhere, you know? Mm-hmm. And my dad, you know, being who he is, you know, that's my first love, you know? Like, again, as a child, you like, daddy, teach me, you know? So like my mama told me, she said, I used to praise him. I ain't know nothing was going on. I ain't know where to go. I was young, I was 16. I used to think I idolized him, you know? Mm. So a lot of women do that to men because they have nowhere to turn, nowhere to go. They don't know where to seek help from. So for her, getting yelled at, getting abused, whatever, that's open. It's no secret. But, you know, we tend to be like, well, we can't. Well, that's our problem. No, actually, they got a really, like, Akintina. That's, I watched that documentary from top to bottom to hear her story. Mm-hmm. She had nowhere to go. Plus, you on drugs. Plus, you doing this.
Yep.
It's just, that's who's in front of you that you're just going to continue to let hit on you and talk to you down and all that stuff. Unless you have a friend that's going to grab, because I done grabbed her out of so many situations. I said, who was doing that? Oh, let's grab you out.
Yeah. Well, some of us aren't that lucky to have that, you know, kind of friendship. But you would think at least now in this generation, social media, all that stuff, it's a lot more brought to light and there's more talked about. And it's not like, you know, you're so alone, you'll start seeing things, TikTok, Instagram, even kids, like younger kids post and stuff. And it's like, okay, they're starting to be aware. They're starting to understand that they don't have to be in these situations or deal with this type of shit. So I love that. I feel like it's definitely generational.
Too, like when you start vibrating at a higher frequency, there's certain things that you're just, you're instantly not going to deal with it, no matter what.
You become a lot more aware.
Yeah, self-aware.
And I definitely resonate with your story because, you know, my parents had issues as well.
Yeah.
And it's the same difference. It's like my dad is not a bad person, but they each had their own traumas to deal with. Mm-hmm. They came together, had kids. They didn't deal with their traumas and it kind of spilled over into the relationship. And because, you know, my mom had four kids. She's like, what am I supposed to do? Take the four kids and go where?
Yeah.
You know, my dad was the protector, the provider. Right. She wanted to make sure to give her all to the kids. And, you know, even when we grew up, she still didn't really know how to step out on her own. Mm-hmm. But I think she's finally like getting to that stage now. And I'm really proud of her. And I'll definitely be supportive in any way I can. And that's another thing, as you said, support. Having the people around you to say, listen, I can see this, but you can't. Listen to me. Right.
Open up your eyes.
Open up your eyes.
Even in relationships, like, I don't want my kids to grow up without their father. Well, it's just as bad if it's toxic.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's like, you know, you growing up in a toxic household or a horrible environment, you're not seeing a good representation of married, your parents being married, then it's just as bad as y'all being. You might even be even better if y'all separate.
100%. Right.
And that's why women stay in relationships longer than they're supposed to.
Yeah.
Because they probably saw their mom say, I'm a great woman for staying, even if it's trying times. No, it's not. Like, you need a self-love. You know?
And thank God my mom woke up. Thank God my father got better.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Thank God they are both healthy and they are best friends. They were a high school sweethearts, honey. Mm-hmm. They had me the third child. So they
That's elevation. Yeah, a lot of people don't elevate.
Yeah.
Some people, like, and I even look at my grandparents and, you know, I feel like my grandmother is an amazing, amazing woman. Mm-hmm. Grandfather, older, the elders in my family, not just my grandmother and grandfather, but the elders, I feel like they have the same mindset they had when they were 15, 20. Mm-hmm. You should not have your same mindset now at 30 that you're going to have when you're 50.
Yeah.
You should constantly evolve and grow. Yeah. That older generation, it's just, this is what it is. This is the mindset. No, you have to constantly evolve and go on a higher frequency throughout your life.
Gain more awareness.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm, like I said, I'm happy for my mom and my dad. They could be in one place and laugh. And child, I done seen pictures of my uncle party the other day. I said, well, hold on for a second. That's both of them.
I know. They took that picture together. They look so cute.
So dope. And the thing about it is,
after all they've been through.
Right. Yeah. And my mama was told me, you know, when you're healed, a lot of things don't bother you.
Yeah.
It don't bother you. Like, ooh, if the screaming or the, you know, just it don't bother you no more. It's like, that's your daddy. I already know what daddy gonna say. My daddy's, one thing about my daddy, he's a loving person. It's just some things that you probably have to deal with. Mm-hmm. And I'm thank God that you dealt with it and now you good. You know, thank God he was never on drugs. My daddy don't drink at all. Whatever temper that was, it was just like, okay, you know. But my mom, having three kids and moving from that environment, got her better. She gave her life back to Christ. She got into her calling.
Amazing.
You know, she's 50 something years old. Them shit happened when we was how old? 8 years old. I haven't seen my daddy do anything crazy since. Mm-hmm. But for me, I feel like it, you know, it be a magnet to the kids because we start talking like
trickle
we ain't
down.
Got no sense.
Yeah.
It's like, girl, lower your tone. But that's how you
start to see a lot of stuff in you that you, like, when I talk, I'll be like, I sound like my father. My dad's a pastor, so he speaks very, you know, I'm like, when I talk or I'm getting deep into something, I'm like, oh, I sound like my daddy.
I feel like that with my dad and my mom.
Me too.
Trying to relate a message, it's my mama. When I'm angry, it's my daddy. And that's why I'll be like, oh my God. Not to go back on our story, but even on Girls Cruise, when I when I definitely, me and B. Simone got into it, but nothing crazy, which is like trying to correct her. Mm-hmm. But I knew that it was an aggressive place. It wasn't like calmly removing her from the couch or talking to her. It was just like, I get it, I understand. I didn't do that. I was literally crying and annoyed. But that's a part of growing.
Yeah.
That's a part of knowing like who your friend is. That's a part of like, you know, like, you need some help when it comes to that because you got to learn how to talk to people too. So, I mean, we all, you know, evolved and we all got better. So,
good. Yeah. Well, slide that juicy jar over here. Let's pick a topic.
She said, slide that juicy jar.
You know, I want to say something, too. So, B. Simone talked about her grandparents a minute ago. It's a lot of grandmothers on Instagram that don't look like it.
That don't look like
grannies. That don't look like grannies.
Because my granny
I love a grandmother that looks like a grandma.
Cute and little.
Yeah, I love a grandmother that looks like a grandmother.
Because these grannies is
like, if I'm sick, you can't tell me what the old remedies is. You got to tell me to go get some lime water and some ginger. I want to get the remedies put vinegar and lime and go to sleep and put onions in your foot bottom.
The grandmas now are like saying, hey, I just took my teeth out.
The grandmas now are like,
Timothy,
Timothy. On the shade room.
The grandmas.
Doing TikToks.
Yeah.
The grandmas now are, what's that thing called? What's that thing that we used to promote? Flat tummy tea.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
See, if you want to get away from your cold, flat tummy tea. That's not the old remedies, baby.
Take it back to the old school.
Yeah, and that's why I'm like, I think God, my mom's here. Oh, Lord, because when I have a kid, I want her to teach me how to make sure he don't get a flu no more.
Yep.
Like, I'm tired of this old
thing. All this Instagram shit.
Yeah.
All right, let's dip into this jar.
I know my granny want me to get married. So when you going to get married?
Give me a minute. She want to teach that baby what she taught you.
Give me a minute.
How important is astrology when choosing or not choosing a mate?
Girl. What? That's crazy.
I don't know enough about it, but I do believe in astrology. You know, like, I believe in the universe and the when you were born and, you know, your cycle of the sun and the moon. I don't know enough about it, but I do know Capricorns.
Every sign's alike.
No,
they're not. So.
I don't get into the astrology. I just be asking people what their sign is just to know, like, hey, I may think you a Libra. Let's talk about it.
She be like, oh, my friend a Libra, my friend a Leo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but my baby now is an Aquarius.
I think I honestly.
And we're compatible on Aries.
I don't know. I do think it's important because it really tells you about that person. So not even just like, hey, will we
some
get along?
Some things be wrong, though.
Some, some, but, you know, when
generically all over,
Because when astrology, like, okay, so back in the day, obviously, sex was a ritual. It wasn't just recreational. And so the times of the years that you want your children to be born was very important because that determined what kind of person they'll end up being.
Wow.
Because there's a certain connection with the stars, the moon. The sun. That's why you have your rising and all of that stuff. So for me,
so scientific. I don't
understanding that. All that stuff because it's science and it's spiritual together. So I definitely think it's important. Like, I always ask, so what's your sign? I'm a Cancer and I'm very emotional. I'm like a crab, literally. Like,
in what
hard
way?
Hard shell,
yeah.
Mushy on the inside.
Soft crab legs on inside.
So if you get past the shell, like, I'll love you forever.
Aww.
As a friend, as family.
Yeah.
You know, that's just me and I've seen it in me. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't believe too much in the astrology.
You say
I
Cancers?
Don't know. No, I just don't believe in astrology.
It's in the Bible.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't believe in signing. We don't supposed to go off how we live with signs, though. And that's in the Bible. You're not supposed to go off. You're an Aries, so you're a good person. Or you're a bad person.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That. But that's what we're talking about. But I don't believe in it, but y'all could have your conversation.
Yeah.
Disagree.
No, I don't believe in it either. I do think that there's, like, some traits, like you were saying, like, I'm a Taurus, I'm a bull, I'm stubborn, okay?
Yeah.
But, like, I don't go that
I read mine.
Too
it was
deep into
so
it.
So correct.
Really?
What?
And then it's, like, the men and the women are different. I'm like, I don't know. I've never met a man and been like, what are you?
Tell me what I always do.
What's your
I
sign?
What's your sign?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if you know their birthday, you can figure out their sign.
Well, I mean, yeah, but it's not, like, a conversation.
What's your sign?
Taurus.
Yeah, Taurus never believe.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I don't know anything about Taurus.
Or bulls.
You want to pull another one?
Oh, yeah.
But my baby's an Aquarius, and I Googled it, and Aquarius and Aries are so compatible.
I Googled it.
I did.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
Aquarius is okay.
I love him.
My daddy won. My ex was one.
Oh, no,
I love my daddy. Hey, Donald.
Oh, man. What's your thoughts about people putting all their business on social media?
Oh, let's talk about it.
I think that's terrible. I think V had mentioned once that, you know, you don't want to put your cards out there because everyone's going to know your move and they'll be able to infiltrate or do things because there are haters out there.
Mm-hmm.
And if they know your every move or think
praying
they
on
do,
your downfall.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Meek Mill.
And so I think that you should be very strategic because also you don't want to give people a certain perception and then you're not that person also.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's when you can get real, real haters and be like, oh, you're a lie, you're all that. So I think
I always say you get to see what I allow you to see. This is not everything about who I am or what I
not
do.
Not every, like, little detail.
Majority of people have no idea that I even have a job. Everyone thinks I don't work. I swear.
I'm just a model.
They're like, you're just a girl that just does nothing.
Yeah.
I never put my business like that out there.
Well, people like me and V, we have like our personality and our business is our brand.
True,
so a lot, they're like, what you doing? Who are you with? I'm like, y'all want so much. I actually have a lot. Most of what's on the internet is a lot about my life, but not every little detail or argument or no, but I put a lot out there. A
then
lot.
They, then they use it against you and be like, well, you're in the public eye. Oh, yeah. You put it out here, so therefore we can attack you. It's like,
you can do that delayed post thing, like post after you left too, you know, like after you did something, after you went somewhere.
Not during.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think too, sorry, I just passed gas. I don't know if it's roofing your way.
I don't smell it.
But, yeah, I think, you know, just, you know, it's good to wait for the, you know, when people get interviews and it's like, well, I already know you did this. Like, still be a surprise to some people. Like, I don't want to put so much out on social media and the next minute it's nothing to talk about in an interview. They already know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They already know you talked to this person. So what else to talk about? Yeah. You know, so that's how I always move. But then also, too, even with the fashion, like when people see you with a Cartier bracelet, you know, I love all your shit, Brie, but
thanks,
Cartier bracelet. And but people do like the little pictures now when it's like this and the Rolex. And it's just like when that pattern is not what it is down the line, it's just like, well, you fell off. Or maybe I don't want to keep doing that no more. Maybe I decided
to pull
back.
Or that was last season's first.
Yeah, maybe that was just that. But when you put it on social media, it's on social media, and they want to see that consistently. They want to see that lifestyle.
People judge you.
They
want to
see your nigga. Then you got a new nigga. Then you, you know, it's just a lot. So I rather, no one ever knew who I talked to. So I didn't put on there. They don't even know my next move until I say, oh, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just
So we will be right back with the Women of Wild and Out podcast. See you in a minute.
We're back with the Women of Wildin' Out podcast, you guys.
What they do, what? Because I'm rocking you. Let's get into it.
Can you sing? We're going to try. You guys.
You guys.
You guys. Yes. Brie.
Hell no.
You guys.
That's all you're getting from me.
She's a tenor over there. She's
how a tenor. How do you know how to do that?
I used to be in the choir.
I love that, y'all. I used to be in a girl group. You wouldn't know us if I told you. Everybody like, what was the name? Girl, that is so irrelevant.
It's your friend.
All right, you guys. Yeah, I was in a girl group and we used to perform, but I had to perform with the track because I could not sing without the track.
I used to play the piano. I used to ballet for 5 years.
Really? I played piano too.
I played piano, flute, violin, drums, sang, gymnastics, karate.
Okay, what do we do now?
Yeah.
Anybody still play now?
No.
Me either.
Work out. Well, the thing about it is, I told myself, I said, you know, I want to take the time out and get back into just doing ballet, just in my free time.
I wanted to get back into gymnastics, to be honest.
Yeah. Just for a nice little hobby. Just, like, I ain't doing that on a Saturday. Y'all got a little class I could do?
I did karate, white belt. That's the first belt. Never got past it. Taekwondo. My dad was a black belt. He said, oh, I cried. I'm not breaking this board, Daddy. I embarrassed him in front of everybody and got a whooping.
I performed on the Nutcracker. I was a soldier.
Did you?
Ballet Etudes. Yay. In
Miami.
She used to be a, who'd you dance for?
Miami Heat.
Miami Heat. Oh. That's crazy.
Speaking of that, okay, so what's the myth? Well, not myth, but what's the thing with ballerinas and their toes?
Huh?
The pointing of it.
Yeah, I know, but like,
how long did you do ballet though?
Meaning, because like,
they're all messed up.
Wow, you have beautiful feet.
Yes, that's what I was asking.
But I didn't do.
You didn't do point.
A lot of shows. When you do those shows, and when you have
your feet be bad.
When you have those, it's different type of shoes. I forgot the name of the shoes.
The point shoes.
The point shoes.
But me, I just had my regular little ballet, and I was just back and forth.
Look at that little hair on that toe. You shave your toe? I shave mine.
And my mom danced too, so that's where I get it from.
Don't ignore my question.
What?
Do you shave that toe?
I do shave my toe.
Oh, me too. I wax it sometimes.
Little patch right there on the top of your foot.
Little corn right there.
You can need to get the corn patch. If you put it on there, it'll just leave.
My mom
got
all her toes shaved down.
Hmm.
She had surgery to all her toes.
Wait, what?
It was too long.
That sounds awfully painful.
That's what Khan was like. Your second toe long. I said, I'm gonna get it shaved down.
Are you?
Are you?
Don't do that.
I just told him that my mom, she said her mine was long. I had to get my shape down.
No, girl.
My second toe is longer than my big toe.
I'm all looking at my toes now.
I know.
Like, you can't see my toes. Not mine.
Do y'all like y'all toes sucked? I hate it.
What?
You do?
Mm-mm. Don't be putting my dirty ass foot in your mouth, boy, and then kiss me.
I don't think that's like, no, it's not turned on.
Vina?
No.
No.
She's like, I love it.
She loves it.
Dip mine in some sauce.
Like, I mean, it's not that bad when you really think about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just.
It's just.
People are like, it's like slimy. Like,
honestly, I think it's like, okay, if the man likes it, I might entertain, but like, mm-mm. I'm not gonna say
that does nothing
suck
for
my
me.
Toes. It doesn't. It
does nothing
for
I
me.
Mean, you could kiss up on my leg or like whatever, but like, you're gonna be sucking and slobbering all over my toes.
Ooh, y'all. I got a massage last night.
Ooh, what? You got a happy ending too? What's happening?
She said, he wasn't sucking my toes last night. He was very professional, but.
Whew. That, did he get all up in there?
Jerk on your back?
Yeah, I definitely need one.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh. It was so good.
Better than Nancy that was karate chopping you?
We went to the nail salon yesterday. Let me tell you about Nancy.
Nancy was too nice.
You almost got a lawsuit coming your way. You about to get served. So I hope you at work tomorrow. I laid down. She said, okay, I do for you. She was rubbing at first, mm-hmm. and then she started doing this. Mm-hmm. You're bruising. I'm trying to doze off.
Yeah,
I don't like the whole.
Because Nancy wasn't supposed to do all that.
No. I don't think she's licensed. Yeah, she just does nails.
She might not.
Yeah, and I said, can you massage me for 10 minutes? She said, yes. A little Nancy she just wanted to get the extra money, the $20. Yeah,
she wanted to join that deal.
$20 to knock me back up.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And honey. Then she said, thank you. Come again.
She said, I love you, B. Girl, you just met me.
But yeah, I want to get back into dancing just for like a little time, a little hobby.
Yeah, I agree. Me too.
Just to do something if I ain't doing nothing.
You teach a dance class.
That's what I want.
So do it. I'll sign up.
Yeah.
Teach hip hop though. I can see her teaching hip hop.
Do hip hop ballet like they do.
Like, they have that?
Yeah. It's dope.
The little buns I wore. It was so cute. My mom used to put the flowers over my head.
You have a picture?
Yeah, it's my phone. I had to find it. And it was just so cute.
Aww. So that means you can put your head on top of a.
All that. Front spit, back flip.
What you do, Brie? That girl made money. Studied real estate.
I got my bag. No, I did everything. I did gymnastics. I did dance. I did cheer. Always rode horses. Did all the jumping and all the shows. I did ballet too.
So
my
cool.
sister and my mom are both professional ballerinas.
Wow.
And I was you know about the shoes. You know about all that. Yeah.
My sister still teaches. So she teaches kids, and she does the Nutcracker every year. Yes. She dances in New York and Chicago and. All that.
Sorry.
That was not for me.
One of my other movies is Save the Last Dance. Because I got the whole vibe. Like, that was everything. Them feet do look crusty.
Yeah, she didn't know her feet were bleeding.
Yeah, that's bleeding. It's just, you're pointing on that. You're pointing on that every day. Like,
every day.
And then that's what you're walking. You're walking to the teacher like that. Back and forth. I need you to do it.
We had to do gymnastics on the carpet.
My sister did gymnastics.
It's great posture and stuff.
So yes, you guys, such a great conversation with these lovely, beautiful souls. Also, before we get out of here, you know, I got to jump into the beautiful quotes. You know, my quote, you know, that's going to be lit. I kind of screenshotted this, you ladies on IG. I seen it. Got to stay focused. I'm breaking generational curses.
Beautiful.
Definitely.
Boom. This is Women Wild Out Podcast. Thank you so much for watching, and we out.